September 1964. The one and only Beatles! Like, this is a life-changing moment, man. I mean, the Beatles live in concert.
They sound just like the records, man.
Oh, man, I know exactly what I want to do with my life. Tomorrow I'm going to Marshall's Music Store and buy a guitar.
You can't play guitar.
I'll learn. Now, what about you? You gonna play drums? What?
How did those four dudes get here anyway?
Hey, in that fancy car over there, man, next to the stage.
Well, you know what I was thinking? I want to be the guy that makes sure they get to the next concert. I want to work on cars. You know, back in the day, everyone wanted to be a musician, but not me. I wanted to fix cars. This is Mike Emery from Perfection Auto Works with a passion for doing your auto and truck repairs correctly. Imagine driving along in your car with the radio tuned and ice-cold air conditioning on, cruising with peace of mind. 323-8650 and PerfectionAutoWorks.com.
The following program is paid for by Computer Doctor of Tucson. The views are not necessarily those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Hackers find a way to bypass multi-factor authentication. A complete robot restaurant opens in San Francisco this week. How you can avoid the Ticketmaster scam, and your cell phone may talk to Starlink satellites next year. All that and more next on The Computer Doctor Show.
You're listening to The Computer Doctor Show, your source for technology subjects affecting your business and personal life during this new normal. Your host is an award-winning office technician and IT specialist, author, tutor, ethical hacker, and recent winner on localbest.com as the best computer shop in Tucson. Broadcasting live, here's Aaron Moss.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Computer Doctor Show, your headquarters for up-to-date scam awareness, science, and cutting-edge technology talk. This is episode 103. I'm Aaron Moss, your host. Thanks for tuning in with us every Saturday at 2 p.m. And we post all of our shows and bonus content on computerdoctorshow.com. Again, computerdoctorshow.com. We'd love to hear from you, so give us a call during the show with your computer, internet, cybersecurity comments and questions on our open studio line, 520-790-2040. Hosting today is Mike from the Cassidy Unscrewed Theater.
Hello.
What's up, sir?
How are you? Thanks for having me.
All right. Good to have you here. We want to show some love to Mike and the team at Perfection Auto Works. The other Mike.
There's two of us.
There's the Mike Emery. There's Mike from the Unscrewed Theater. And there's Mike at the Perfection Auto Works.
Nice.
For all of your car's needs, Mike Emery has found the dream team of expert auto technicians in Tucson in their clean facility, so you can get it fixed the right time, your car. So don't waste your time or your money at other shops. Take advantage of a free 26-point inspection at Perfection Auto Works. For an appointment, call 520-323-8650. Again, 520-323-8650. And PerfectionAutoWorks.com. So we have some interesting things that are happening this week in the technology space. First off, a completely automated restaurant is opening tomorrow in San Francisco.
Interesting. What type of cuisine do you know?
Oh, I believe it's Mediterranean. So okay. The name of the restaurant is called Melzi. I'll spell it for you. It's M-E-Z-L-I.
M-E-Z-L-I.
Mezli.
Okay.
And it's part of a new franchise system of autonomous restaurants. Now, when it comes to robots in the restaurant business, this is nothing new.
Right.
White Castle has invested in robots doing their burgers, flipping the burgers and things of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
Other franchises have also picked up. But this is now a fully automated restaurant. And the project started actually a year ago by a building team of engineers. They actually build the robots and program the way it prepares the food.
Right.
So Mezli's goal is to actually make your lunch cheaper, healthier, and more convenient. And there's actually, if you Google it, you'll actually see a picture. Yeah, you could actually see a picture of what it's probably going to look like in San Francisco. It kind of looks like a food truck.
Okay.
And as far as I can tell from the picture, it looked like the seating is outdoors. So I think it's like a food truck type setup.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a screen. You walk up to the screen. You type out what you want or select from the screen what you want. And maybe it issues you a ticket or something, but it's only robots on the inside of this thing that's preparing your foods. So
there's not even one person like just, you know, reading a book in case one of the robots goes down, they need to reboot them or something?
Maybe one of the attendants is just hanging around, you know, maybe. Because, hey, this is a new launching system.
Yeah, it is.
So it would be very, very helpful if somebody were attending. Okay. But any desire for you to be served by robot? Are you?
I would give it a shot. I welcome our robots overlords.
Yeah. Well, and I don't think you have to tip them either.
Because
if you tip the robot doesn't keep the tip. The tip probably goes to some human somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere.
So the Mesley restaurant can be deployed quickly and easily. The one in San Francisco looks about the size of a food truck, like we said. Mm-hmm. I will post a link to the article at computerdoctorshow.com. Click episodes and find episode 103. There is also a Ticketmaster scam. Now, obviously, Ticketmaster.com is a real legitimate website for buying tickets to events, concerts, and shows. But according to the Better Business Bureau, scammers are now phishing the Ticketmaster website, fooling people into buying tickets on a fake website.
Oh, gotcha.
And this just goes back to the suggestion that we've been doing many, many times on the show, and that is to always be looking at the address bar. Always, right. Anytime you go someplace new on the internet, or you're not sure, or it's your first time there, you want to get in the habit of moving your eyes to the top and just checking out the domain, checking out the address where you're at. Mm-hmm. One day that you're going to do that, it's going to look strange up there, and that's when you need to stop.
Okay. Right.
Because that's where a lot of these scams start. They change things that they hope that you don't notice.
Right.
Yeah. So these address bars, you really need to be on top of. Now, I say this so often. I almost want to put it into a song. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to think of like some sort of song. Can you help me out with a song here?
Sure.
It's like you know, check your address bar whenever you're new. You know, I want to like the last part of all of our shows. We have all those tips that we read off all, you know, every single week. I need to put that into some sort of song. Make that like an outro music or something.
There you go. That, so that people will automatically check their address bars.
Yes, and it has to be catchy enough for people to remember. I think that'll be helpful. Yep. So always make sure that you're checking the links that you're sent, links that even come from friends.
Oh, yeah.
Because sometimes what they'll do is, people know that I am very, very smart when it comes to hacking. It's very, very hard to hack me, but it might be easy to hack one of my friends.
Yes.
And then that friend is now the hacker, and now that friend is sending me a link, but it's actually the hacker.
Mm-hmm.
Disguised as my friend,
right,
trying to send me. So you even have to check the links that are coming from friends.
Yep.
And even links that show up in internet searches. Scammers have the budget to put hot ads at the top of search results. It's called sponsored ads.
Mm-hmm.
So you're searching for something, right?
Right.
And
the first three are always ad placements.
First ones always ad placements. Exactly. Right. So the scammers know this. Mm-hmm. They know that they can get themselves on the top of the page, front top of the page, and they have to pay to get there, but for them, it's worth it.
It's worth it, yeah, because all they need is a handful of people to click through and spend some money, and there you
exactly.
go.
Exactly. And then they go back and they redo the whole thing.
Yeah.
So make sure that the ads that you click are legitimate ads. This happens all the time. They have the ability. Again, you need to make sure that you are checking that address bar all the time. Again, this is the Ticketmaster scam, but this is just one of many, many ways. They have the Amazon scam, the Ticketmaster scam, the eBay scam, the Microsoft scam.
A lot of bank scams too,
the
right?
Bank scam. They're all the same. It's all the same trick,
right,
but using different ingredients.
Right.
You know? So, you know, it's just like the magician pulling the rabbit out of the hat, you know?
Lots of ways to do it.
You pull a turtle out of a box, you know?
Right.
It's the same trick,
mm-hmm,
but you're using different items. So, you just need to be very, very safe about that. So the safest way to purchase concert tickets is to buy them from the venue directly or go to the real Ticketmaster.com website. And if it's at a local arena, go to the arena's website.
There you go.
There we go. Now, here is very, very something very, very interesting. Hackers actually found a way to bypass multi-factor authentication.
Right.
Multi-factor authentication is when you log in with your username, you put in your username, you put in your password, and then the website or the service wants to send you some sort of code,
right,
to your phone. They want to call you on the phone. You have to push a button.
Send you an email, something.
That is a classic example, right, sending you an email. That is a classic way of two-factor authentication. Mm-hmm. So nowadays, these days, the scammers are trying to get past that two-factor authentication. They found a way to do it. We're going to go over it so that we can not be a victim of this.
Sure.
But these days, username and passwords are not enough.
Right.
Because of two-factor authentication. So here's how it works. What they figured out, they have to provide some sort of, it still stems from a fake phishing website. Mm-hmm. They'll make a website that looks exactly like the original. Of course, the address bar will look different. Mm-hmm. But what they do is they place themselves digitally in between your computer and the real site.
Okay.
Through either a VPN or a proxy server. More than likely, it's a proxy server. When you log in and that code gets sent and you hit that button for the two-factor authentication, the website sends a cookie from the real website through all the way to the end computer. But okay. If there's somebody there to intercept that cookie,
okay.
They can copy that cookie and open the session the same way as you are. Then they wait for you to do whatever it was that mm-hmm. you were doing on that website anyway. But let me ask you a question. When was the last time you actually clicked sign out on something?
You know, I'm actually extremely careful about it, and I know that a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm on a public computer,
yeah.
If I'm signed into an account, I sign out 100%.
If it's a public computer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Most of us should be. And when you're on a public computer, you should always be in incognito mode.
Okay, sure.
That way, even if you close the browser, it erases all the caches, all the history, everything that you've done.
Right.
In incognito mode. But if you're on your personal computer, mm-hmm. most people, what happens is they open up the session, they mm-hmm. log in, mm-hmm. and then they just abandon it.
Yeah.
They're done with it, what they have to do. They don't turn off the computer. They don't close the session. They don't sign out. They just leave it there.
Right.
They go on to something else, but that is still open.
And active.
Open and active.
Right.
So somebody that still was able to steal that cookie, okay, and was intercepting your communications there, which is not that hard to do. They've mm-hmm. demonstrated that it's easy to do. Not easy, but easy for them. Mm-hmm. They can actually continue your session. They could do damage. They could decide to do damage right then and there.
Sure.
Or they can go into the settings of that session, add themselves as put in their own email address or their own phone number as a retrieval,
right.
account retrieval
and do
option.
It later. Yeah.
Right. And then close the session out, and you have no idea that anything has happened.
Right.
Months down the line, when they're at their last $20, that's I gotta get some money here. Oh, look at all these people I've scammed over the past few months. let me open up their accounts and do some damage here. So that is how it works. Now, there's not a way to detect this, but you still have to go back to your original, you know, the original way that we are talking about looking at that address bar. You always want to be looking at that address bar to see if you're at the right location. Even if it looks correct, still get in the habit of always looking at that address bar.
And signing out, it sounds like it helps.
And signing out does help.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Obviously, if you're using something that's in the public, if you're using a public service, mm-hmm. like you're in a library mm-hmm. or you're using a hotel computer or something like that, always open incognito mode.
Okay.
And always make sure you close it when you walk away.
And sign out and close it.
Sign out and close it when you walk away. So all these things are going to help you. Also, if you are working in a large office that has an IT service and your company uses a VPN service, always make sure to do a little bit of research on the development of that VPN service. You want to stick with the companies that have a long history, not one of these fly-by-night VPN services. Sometimes those VPN services are set up by scammers. Mm. They're in the VPN world. So they get people that want a VPN service. You sign up for the service. You think that you're paying for a legitimate service. But in their privacy, there's probably something in the fine print of their privacy on their website that says that they give themselves permission to do exactly what they're doing. And even if you do go back, you know, hey, it was in the privacy settings or whatever.
Right.
So we're living in a very tumultuous world here.
It
you can't just
is.
Be very too trusting. You can be somewhat trusting, but not very. Also, you also want to occasionally, just like we were talking about before, if somebody has gotten into your account and they have opened up a backdoor, put in their own email address or their own recovery phone number or something along those lines, you always want to make sure that you go into some of these accounts and check.
Check and see what they are.
Check to see what they are.
Interesting.
Because if you see an email in there that looks foreign to you, it's not yours, and you don't know how it got there, go in and take it out.
Take it out.
Because somebody is in, and it happens with emails. I've seen that many, many times with email forwarding, even Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you do need to be careful of that. We're going to take our midway commercial break with a word from our sponsors. Up next, science and tech history from this week, and T-Mobile partners with SpaceX for satellite coverage. This is the Computer Doctor Show. We'll be right back.
All right, kids, it's summer and we're going on vacation. Oh, yeah. Look at that, kids, the Grand Canyon. Wow. Oh, boy, the Redwood Forest. Those trees are over 2,000 years old. Mount Rushmore. How did they do that? Oh, man, Niagara Falls. You can almost feel the mist, kids. Oh, boy, wasn't that fun. Get the lights, dear.
All right, Steve, that's it. This family is so tired of staying at home and watching your old 8mm travel movies. Yuck. Would you please break down and take the car to Perfection Auto Works so we can have a real vacation?
This summer, take America by storm and don't miss out on the real thing. Perfection Auto Works will make your car road ready to see the good old USA, from brakes to tires, and our free 26-point inspection, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
See the USA in your Chevrolet.
Computer Doctor of Tucson is the best choice in desktop support in Tucson. They fix error messages, power and boot problems, install of software and hardware, and much more. You can come to them, or they can come to you, or even have a remote support session so they can fix your issues over the phone quickly. Give them a call at 261-5508, 261-5508. Visit them on the web at ComputerDoctorTucson.com. Computer Doctor of Tucson, because technology is great when it works.
Welcome back to the Computer Doctor Show, your source for scam awareness, science and cutting-edge technology talk. I'm Aaron Moss, your host, along with Mike, co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater. Before we get into the next segment, Mike, what can you tell us about the Unscrewed Theater? What do you have going on?
Well, we do shows every Friday and Saturday at 7:30, which are all ages appropriate, family-friendly. We are located at 4500 East Speedway between Columbus and Swan on the south side of the street. You won't be able to miss our sign. It's very big.
It is, and it's upside down.
And it's upside down. Part of it is.
part of it, yeah.
And just invite anyone who likes to laugh and have a unique live theater experience to come on by and check us out.
If you don't like to laugh, please call us at the show so that we can make that upside down.
There
so
you go.
We can get that going. Right. And everybody loves to laugh, so let's do that. We're going to take a look at back in time in science and tech history now.
Yeah.
Mike, you have the list here. What's that first one you got for us?
I do. August 19th, 2002, 20 years ago, the Shazam app was launched.
I like that word. Shazam.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when something wonderful happens. Shazam.
Boom. Yeah. It's done.
So for those of you that don't know what Shazam is, it's a great app so that if you ever hear a song that's just playing in a store, playing on the radio, you quickly run to your phone, you open up this app, and it turns on your microphone. It listens to the song and Shazam.
Yeah.
It tells you exactly the name of the song, the name of the artist, and it saves it in a memory inside your phone. So,
and it says has officially surpassed 70 billion song recognitions.
70 billion song recognitions, right? So, wow.
It's amazing.
There were some times that I used my Shazam app and it was a very, very unusual song. Maybe I think it was like too original. It was like an indie composer.
Sure.
Those are not registered, obviously.
Right.
These are for produced known tunes and songs.
Sure.
So 70 billion song recognitions. So very good for the Shazam app.
Yeah.
What else do we have, Mike?
August 24th, 2006, 16 years ago, Pluto was demoted to a dwarf planet.
And after this happened, I was like, okay, so we're down to 8 planets right now.
Right.
So when I was in school, I had to remember 9 planets, mm-hmm. and I only had to remember like 39 presidents, mm-hmm. and 50 states.
Yeah.
We're still at 50 states, right?
Still at 50 states.
Okay. I don't know. There's some. Anyway,
yeah.
For those of you that don't know, the planets of our solar system are now Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. The dwarf planets, Mike, I might need your help with this one.
Yeah.
We have Pluto. Is it Ceres?
Ceres. Yeah.
C-E-R-E-S. And
Ceres.
Then Makemake, Haumea, and Eris. Those are the dwarf planets, and there's a hypothetical planet X,
right?
That appeared.
It's
on
even
the,
further out from planet.
Further out, I've heard about this planet X. It's actually on the NASA website now, so maybe at some point there'll be some more information on this mysterious
some more direct evidence that it's there.
Planet X,
yeah.
All right. But it's not Pluto. That's for certain.
For sure.
Okay, what else do we have?
We have August 25th, 1991, which was 31 years ago. The birth of Linux operating system that the world uses every day, which was based on Linux, also the official OS of Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I remember seeing an article that there are more Linux machines than Windows, so it is the number one used operating system on Earth, mm-hmm. and on Mars.
And on Mars, yeah. Two planets.
So it, so Linux has the market share on two planets. How about that?
Very cool.
All right. And what's that last one?
The final one, August 29th, 1994, which is 28 years ago, Netflix was founded.
Netflix, all right. Netflix is still going strong.
Yep.
And, you know, they actually started off with the DVD in the mail service.
Yeah.
That's how they got started.
I was
back then when I was doing it through the mail,
mm-hmm.
when you actually had to give them like a list of like 20 movies that you would like.
You send one back, and then
they just send you another movie that was on your list. You know, you couldn't really tell. But once movies on demand, streaming, just, oh, man, that was a total game changer.
Yep.
And I think there's actually still one Blockbuster video left in the world, actually.
There is. So it's in Oregon,
I'm sure.
There's actually a documentary out there about it.
There is. I saw that documentary.
Me too. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
All right. Now, here's something this is our last story for the show here. Your cell phone may get to talk to Starlink satellites next year.
Cool.
So this is a partnership that T-Mobile and Starlink mm-hmm. are getting together. By the way, Starlink does have satellite phones that I believe have a voice service. But what they're trying to do, they're trying to partner out with more phone companies that are out there. And they have a big problem. The reason why they're doing this is because a lot of phone companies, they have a big problem with dead zones.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about rural areas,
mm-hmm.
the oceans, which mm-hmm. we don't think about,
right.
hiking areas, blizzard areas, stranded desert islands, natural disasters.
Right.
We're talking about fires, earthquakes, floods, things like that, where it takes out all the land communication.
The physical land infrastructure.
Exactly.
Right.
So when that happens, and we've covered this when we've covered the technology problems that you know that come up with natural disasters, a lot of the 911 systems get flooded. A lot of misinformation happens. There can be people trapped that they just don't know. And the question is, if they could only communicate
mm-hmm.
their location, if they could only had the ability to just send just a very simple message, here we are. We need help.
Right.
You know, something as simple as that, even a text message. So that is coming through the Starlink system, through the satellite communications. It's going to be using a mid-band spectrum in 5G, entering the beta phase next year, late next year.
Very cool.
Only going to be starting with the SMS, no voice data or no voice service or data service. but just SMS, text messaging, and it is going to be included for free on your T-Mobile service.
Very cool.
And I also suspect that the sale of tinfoil hats will be on the rise as well. So there's going to be, they're putting these satellites are going to have some very, very huge antennas on them. Before we wrap up, I just want to thank our sponsor, Perfection Auto Works, again for sponsoring our show. Stop by their location on Speedway in Craycroft for your free 26-point inspection. As always, don't click unverified links in emails or text messages. Use a password manager. Always look at the address bar. Enable two-factor authentication. Verify all incoming and outgoing calls. Back up your system to the cloud and listen to the Computer Doctor Show live on Saturdays and post it as podcast on Tuesdays. If you missed any part of this episode, go to computerdoctorshow.com, click episodes, and find episode 103. My name is Aaron Moss, your host and technology expert. My co-hosting today from the Unscrewed Theater, Matt, is at the control board. Stay safe, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Enjoyed this episode of the Computer Doctor Show. If you missed any part of this live broadcast, we post all our episodes online at computerdoctorshow.com. Remember, the world is getting more and more tech, and so should you. To stay current with technology, listen to the Computer Doctor Show each week for local and global tech insights. If you have suggestions for a topic on a future show, send us an email at info@computerdoctorshow.com.